Bokev ol din chadash. So he says a new din from the sugya. Kishona birkas hayayin mishar brachos. Birkas hayayin is different than the brachos. Ein patur bracha chal al hayayin o al hapas beli hit starfus habracha lechefza atzmo. Right? Does anybody remember what we said? We wanted to say that yayin,
you can't just subsume it under the backdrop of the,
that's right, that the ma'isa shevach has to be specifically to the yayin. You can't receive the shevach through the context of the suda. That's what it means, it's gorein bracha la'atzma. That it's chashivas, Isaac, remember this? It's chashivas requires that you are, that you make the bracha directly on it, specifically. It's not a bracha that's klolus at all. That's what the Ran, we got that from the Ran. It says Shahakol is klolus, and it could be Nigra Achar Hapas. But that's what the Tosa is saying, that the bracha on Yayin is the most specific. It's Borei Pri HaGofret. It's the most specific bracha we have. Because it identifies the tree. The specific tree. So he said, even though it was a machlokas, if Shahakol will work, even though we hold Shahakol will work, that's the form of the Shevach. That we say b'di'eved, a general shevach is good, but in terms of the ma'isa, the bracha has to go on it specifically. Can't go on it as part of a greater, as part of a group. Remember that. So that's what he says. He says basically the same exact thing. He says you can't make the bracha on the yayin or the pas b'li hitstarfas habracha l'cheftza atzmo, unless the bracha is mitstarf to the thing itself. B'sho'ah she'biyacheis l'sharei devarim. Yitokin she'heter ha'nira nikva me'elav. Af b'shishum bracha lo nemro al ha'cheftza. A little confused. He's like this. V'nei chilek din pas poteres kol devarim bom b'soch ha'suda midin ikar poteres ha'tofel. He says there's a difference in the idea between saying pas will pater everything in the suda and ikar and tofel. When you have a real ikar and tofel, right? That was the question we said, that if you dip the bread in the yayin, you definitely don't have to make a bracha on the yayin. Right? So, he says, because that's ikar and tofel. When you have ikar and tofel, the tofel doesn't need a bracha. Einam tzrichem bracha. That's not enough, right? It has to be a full hana. So that's just a secondary hana. That's not mechayev in a bracha. Lefikach gam yayin upas im boim ketofel einam srichim bracha. That's why if yayin and pas are tofel, they don't need a bracha. Ocha maliach upas mevorach al maliach v'lola pas. So if you have something very salty and then you need bread to remove the saltiness, you don't make any bracha on the bread. Vashora pito b'yayin mevorchal apas v'lol yayin. Bram b'petur devarim abon b'soch asuda nikva halocha acheres l'gamri. That's a different din, that if you make a bracha on the pas in the beginning of a suda, you don't have to make any other brachas. That's a different din. Shom yisodis chal chiyuv bracha. Shom yisodis chal chiyuv bracha. Sharei einam tfeilam lepas, elisha birkas hamotzi poteres osam. So over there, it's yisodis chal chiyav bracha. It really is a chiyav bracha. They're not tofel to the pas, but the birkas hamotzi will cover them, will pater them. It's not like ikar and tofel. Ikar and tofel, the tofel doesn't need a bracha. But when you're going to have pas, and then you're going to have a meat in the meal, it's not that the meat doesn't need a bracha, it does need a bracha. But that the bracha in the pas will pater it. L'chein shar dvarim niftarim al yidei ha-pas. Ulam yayin eino yochol li-poter b'li she'ticho bracha al-achefetz atzmo. So everything else is good because they don't need a specific bracha on themselves. It just has to have that the kvias has a bracha on the whole kvias. But yayin is different, it needs a bracha on itself. Ein heter hano musag bilodi kvias brocha ala cheftza. There's no heter hano on yayin without the kvias brocha on the cheftza. Mikavan shebirkas hamotzi eino yochol lichol al yayin. You can't say the hamotzi is actually on the yayin. Memela ain't he potera so. Vizehu masha tirtzah gemara shani yayin the gorin brocha latzmo. Right? Yeah. Now maybe we'll go back to some of the other points after we do the sugya. But I think that I think we were saying a similar idea. I'm glad to see it in there. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. So this is a confusing sugya, but it's partly confusing because it's somewhat unfamiliar to us. I mean, it seems to go against general principles that we have, and it really takes up some of those questions in this in that shiur. But anyway, let's see. Hoyu Yoshvin, right? Kol echad varach l'atzmo. So what does that mean? If they were sitting, if the people were sitting, do you have a chance to look over the Gemara?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. What's your name again?
Danny.
If they were sitting, one can make the bracha. Everyone makes the bracha for himself, right? Hisu echad varach l'kulan. So what's Yoshvin? Yoshvin means below Hasevas Mitos, without lying on the beds. Shemot Nalsi Dehen Smolus Alamita Vochon Veshos and Basevas. That was the Derech. That was the Derech back then. And that's like the Seder, right? We recline. But Yoshvin is not in the full achila posture. So then what? Everyone has to make their own bracha. Everyone has to make their own bracha, which is difficult. I mean, why? Why should they have to make their own bracha? Can't be yotzi with each other. But then kol echad echad mevarach l'atzmo de'ein kova suda below haseva. So without the kviyas of suda, there's no kviyas suda without haseva, and without the kviyas of suda, apparently you don't have the idea that one person can make the bracha for everybody.
This whole thing is not talking about the mechanism of Shemei.
That's the question. Okay. That's the big problem over here.
Right.
Why not? What about Shemei Kona? What about Shemei Kona? Why wouldn't that work? And that really, I mean, the Rashba brings up that question. He raised that question. He leaves it somewhat as an unanswered question. It's a funny thing. Mm-hmm. It's a funny thing. I mean, are they saying over here that it won't work, or are they just saying you shouldn't do it? And if you shouldn't do it, why shouldn't you do it? Right? Even saying you shouldn't do it is strange. Why not? Why not? Right? The Rush seems to say you're not Yotze. If you take a look at the Rush, on the Mishnah. The Rush says like this. It's on the bottom of Chaf Ches. Lam and Gimel is where he starts the Mishnah, right? But then if you continue, he says on the next page, this is a question that Tosis brings up and the Rabbeinu Yonah brings up. Which bracha is this Mishnah talking about, right? Where's Yitzi? Never resurfaced?
No.
He was here this morning? I was talking about it last week. That is this talking about the bracha of Hamotzi or the bracha of Birkas Hamazon, right? Hamotzi or Birkas Hamazon. So the Rush says. He says Bigmar Mashmer the Kaya Birkas Hamazon, right? Ki Uvda the Tamid the Rav. Because the story, did you get to the Talmid of Rav? Mm-hmm. So, it's slightly ambiguous, the word, right? Birkas Hana. It's a slightly ambiguous phrase. What do you call it? Birkas Hamazonos? Birkas Mazonos.
It says Mazona.
Birkas Mazona, right. But they say that means Birkas Hamazon. I think some Rishonim say it really means both. That itself is referring to both. But anyway, so that sounds like they ate already. They already ate. Now they want to know what to do. So the question is, so why weren't they worried about, why didn't they have the same question about the Hamotzi? What did they do for Hamotzi? Why were they only curious at the Birkas Hamazon? If you're going to say that these questions of Haseva requires even Birkas Hamotzi, and they were in doubt whether they had Haseva, so why weren't they in doubt before they started the meal? How come they were only in doubt at the end of the meal? Right? Just a practical question. About Birkas Hamazon, yeah. Why weren't they in doubt about Hamotzi? So he says, Ki lo hayu adayin kavuim yachav Birkas Hamotzi. Says factually, they got there one at a time, and they each started on their own. So they didn't really sit down together to eat. That's why the question was, but we planned it out beforehand. You know what I mean? We planned it out beforehand. Is that enough? But the same question is for Birkas Hamotzi as Birkas Hamazon. But now listen to this. He says, that's the later Gemara. Hilkach masnisanayri bein bracha rishona bein bebracha achrona. Bebracha rishona filu bishnayim. So by Birkas Hamazon, two people can't have no zeman. So one can't make the bracha for both. But for Hamotzi, one can make the bracha for two. Echad mevorech vasheni yotze im hisivu avolim lo hisivu afa gav de shomei kona. So the rush is pretty clear. The rush holds that if there's no haseva for Birkas Hamotzi, even if there's Shomei Ka'ona, I mean, it's hard to understand, right? Even though you have Shomei Ka'ona and you say Amen, you're not going to be Yotze. It's an amazing thing.
Two people eat together and there's no haseva, so you can't...
Can't make hamotzi for the other. Right? So it's a serious question. It's a serious question. But let's just try to take it slowly. One piece at a time. And we'll have to leave the big question for later. Sometimes it works that way. We'll see. There's a Rama. The Rama has a tshuva on this area too, and Avram ben Aramam has a tshuva about the Rama's tshuva. So tries to explain a little bit some interesting ideas over there. But we need a little patience. That's all. We just need a little patience in this sugya. So that's the first din, though. I mean, we have to take that as a given over here. What do you need for? We have to leave it in. Leave a question. What happened to Shomei Ka'ona? That's really a question that we can't answer right now. What happened to Shomei Ka'ona? And that really is, I think, is part of the main topic of this of the shir of Rav Soloveitchik on this shir Ma'avi Mori. What happened to Shomei Ka'ona? But let's see if we can deal with what we have. That in order to have one bracha for everybody, you need haseva. So why do you need that? Because that was saying is kvius. So what does it mean? So what's the din? So what's the mechanism over here of the bracha achas lekulam?
Seems like just on a simple level, like if I'm eating with other people just separately, like then there's no relationship between my bracha and his eating. Like,
right. You know,
when I'm coming to Binana for my food, then that's my own Masa Achila, so I can even bracha on that. But there's no relatedness to his Achila. So in order to make one bracha on everything, you need it to be a joint, Kavius. Then you can say that the bracha is going on the entire Kavius.
Right. Right. That there has to be a there has to be one entity in this meal. So then this meal for all of its participants can be will require only one bracha. Right? Like some of the Rishonim say, it's like they'll become like one unit. It's like one unit eating. So they become like one. There's a halachic idea of a chabura. I mean, you have like by the Korban Pesach, you have a chabura. It's a halachic entity. You can't just join. You can't just break it up and or join. But we're saying that by lechem, saying over here, that what? That there's an idea of a suda, and there's an idea of a kvias in the suda. And when you have a one group in one kvias, then one bracha will function for the whole group. In other words, they're all going to partake of that patur, because it's all one, they're all one entity. It's not individuals. It's not just individuals. If it's individuals, that would be Shomei Ka'ona. That would be Shomei Ka'ona. Right? I have a chiyuv, you have a chiyuv, you can listen to my bracha. But this seems more than Shomei Ka'ona. It's really one entity. But now the question is, how do you form that entity, right? So that's the machlokas over here, in the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down.
So you just said Shomei Ka'ona won't work.
It's not a mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. Why Shomei Ka'ona? Will Shomei Ka'ona work b'dieved or not? That seems to be a question. But it's not a mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona. Shomei Ka'ona is simply, I have a separate chiyuv, you have a separate chiyuv. You can listen to my bracha and it's like you're saying a bracha yourself. This is different. This is saying we really only have one chiyuv bracha in this whole group. Because we're one entity. We're one entity involved in one activity. And therefore this whole suda only requires one bracha. Whoever's part of this suda will have the patur of this bracha. And if you're not part of the suda, you will not have the patur of this bracha. But just like we were saying beforehand, that if you sit down to eat lechem, that creates a kvias of everything you're going to eat, right? And you only need one bracha for the whole meal. You can say over here also that we're all part of this one meal. It's an interesting idea. I mean, it's a very conceptual thing. The entity of Suda. I mean, that's why there are a lot of halachos with Suda. I mean, in terms of like pasakum, I mean, there are certain things, not to eat with bishulakum. Suda is creates a real tziruf. Eating creates a real tziruf. I mean, but like we were saying before, the basic, you have to recognize in these areas, the halacha of brachos is built around the human reality. Right? The human reality is that a suda is viewed as one. People are invited to a party, they sit down at one table. Well, they didn't have one table. But they sit down together and they're koveh together. They're all considered engaged in one activity. You don't look at it in the eyes of man, it's not viewed as you eating your meal, you eating your meal, and you eating your meal. It's viewed as one meal with participants. Right? So that entity, now the bracha is created on that entity.
Well, where's that chiyuv reside? It's not on anywhere, it's on the suda.
The chiyuv resides in that the brachos, you need a matir to engage in activities of hanah. But the activities are not defined bite by bite, they're defined by human categories. And if in the category of man, this is one activity of hanah, and we're all involved in one thing, it only needs one matir for this whole activity. It was like we were saying, nobody said you don't need a bracha every time you take a bite of a thing. Why? Because that's considered one long process. Right? It's considered one activity of achila. But here, there's an idea you can extend the activity even among participants, even among different participants. Up to now, we've been discussing the idea of extending the activity of achila from bread to other foods, and saying that, that once you're koveh on bread, everything that's brought afterwards is really considered a continuation of the achila sapas. It's not a new thing. So since you made a bracha at the head, at the beginning of that activity, it's all mitzaref together. Right? But here, that's the chiddush over here. That mesubin, if you're masiv, and you kovei yourself, then even different participants can be considered part of one activity. Yeah, Jeremy? Okay. But how do you form this group, right? How do you form this group? So it's an interesting question. So you see, so you have the Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, somebody want to read? Go ahead. How are you, Yoshin?
Hey, Yoshin. Kol ha'chavayach on the barach la'atzma. Kolomar, im achlu b'lo shum hazmana, elash hayu Yoshin, kol ha'chavayach ad hiskel lecha, lo hiskim lecha b'yachad, and I'm in starfin.
Okay, so he's taking care of the problem from later, I think, right? Of Tamidim of Rav. Now this is no hazman over here. There's no hazman over here. That's why you need this haseva. Because from Rav, we held that once there's Azmana, it's enough. But here, it's just, there's no Azmana. So what happened? Elisha yu yoshvin kol echad ve'echad hischir lecho, v'lo eskimu lecho b'yachad. So they're just sitting there. People are sitting together. And everybody's eating. Right? But they never said, let's eat together. There's no kind of setup that we're having a joint meal. So now what is it? It's just individuals eating. So you're eating, but there's no one entity. Correct? So then what? So then, kol echad ve'echad b'yachad. See, I guess what we're trying to say over here is like this, that when the Mishnah says, kol echad ve'echad b'yachad l'atzmo, what does it mean? What does it really mean? It means, exactly, it means that there are many chiyuvim of bracha. Right, there are many chiyuvim of bracha. Since each one is doing a separate activity, you can't say that there's going to be one bracha that's going to pater all of them. Right, that's kol echad ve'echad mevorach l'atzmo. Whether b'di'evad shemei kohanah will work, that's a separate question. But what it definitely is telling you is the chiyuvim of bracha. Now there are many chiyuvim of bracha because each person is eating on his own. Right, Jeremy, what's the matter?
No.
Nothing? You seem a little...
Yeah,
you seem good? Okay.
But this isn't... Like, when you say Shemei Kona, I don't know if that works, but this is itself isn't Shemei Kona. I mean, like, if you're talking about Birkat HaMazon...
Right.
So then, I mean...
This is not Shemei Kona, correct.
Point everyone, right? Regardless of what they don't want. Okay, so...
I mean, that's really his Chiddush in here. That's not Shemei Kona, it's a different mechanism. Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, V'im Hesebu Echam Barakul Kulam. Right. Yesh mafarshim hisebu miloshin hiseba. Rots lomar kisha hisebu biyachad. Kamosh derech lasos b'achilas keva mitzarfe. V'ach mabrach l'kula.
Okay, so some say haseva mean, hisebu means that they were massive, they reclined, like Rashi. Right, they reclined. And what is the significance of that? It's the way that they do in an achilas keva.
Seems to be different than what Rashi's saying.
What does Rashi say?
It says, keva below hiseba.
All right, I don't know. It's a good question. That's a fine detail. Okay. Go ahead. But in terms of the Maisa, it's the same shot, right?
Right.
As opposed to Rav Haigon.
Right. Yeah, the Rav Haigon is all Pirish, Hisbu, Miloshan, Sibu. Rav Lomar, Kashiyashvu, Kulam, Saviv. When they sit around.
They sit around.
Shazen Mora al HaYeshiva Shal Kavius.
It's interesting. That's Mora on HaYeshiva Shal Kavius. Yeah. Dimitargaminon, Vayashvu, Lecho, Lechem. V'yistacharu l'meichal achma. They sat around. Stacharu means it was a schor. It went to... How do you sit? You sit around. So what's the machlokas over here? I mean, basically everyone rejects the pshat, these other pshatim other than Rashi's. And then the Rush brings it down also. He also brings down the other pshatim. But the difficulty is that the mice of Talmid the Rav. The mice of Talmid the Rav seems to indicate like Rashi. Because it sounds like they couldn't do haseva on the derech. Why couldn't they sit around, right? That's the Rishonim don't accept the Rav Haigon's pshat because of that. But anyway, what's the machlokas over here? What's the difference? What's the difference between Rav Haigon and Rashi? Yeah. What do you say? Ben, what happened? You're all the way...
I was
you got replaced by the tape recorder? That's all right. All right.
We're thinking, I mean, one the main difference is that there's no, in the first shot, then there's no real indication about the relationship between the people. It's just he's saying this is the way that they eat bekeva. You know what I mean? Whereas
right.
with Haigons, it demonstrates a not just that it's a bekeva, but it's a relationship between the different, you know.
So you're saying Rav Haigon is more than Rashi.
Right.
But do you think Rashi would agree with Rav Haigon?
That's enough?
No. That's enough?
Mm.
No.
No.
No. But that's true. I mean, the point you're making is correct. That Rav Haigon is saying what? Rav Haigon, let's just see which one, what aspect they're highlighting. Rav Haigon is highlighting what? What did you just say? The way they're relating to each other. Now, how do you do kvius? Now, what's the idea? The idea is you want to have everybody, you want to have a situation of achila, right? Where everybody is joined in the same activity.
Right. And you can have different guys reclining, but they could be eating individually, right? There's no, that's why it has to have a further indication of it.
That's true, The reclining has to be in the same place. But he's saying that what? He's saying it's enough if they seat themselves in a configuration that shows that they're eating together. And how do you do that? They're all around the same meal. They're all sitting around the same meal. That shows that there's a tziruf. As opposed to sitting in a line, let's say. Right? As each one is eating keneged another person, and that's a tziruf. That makes sense. And what does Rashi hold? What is Rashi focusing on? How would you differentiate Rashi from Rav Haigon? The differentiating factor. What would you say is the main differentiating factor?
I'm talking about the actual type of achila.
Yeah. Where's Levi? Oh, Levi doesn't come Friday. See, Rashi seems to say that it's not enough. It's not enough just that they're sitting across from each other. That's not enough. What's that? They have to have a tziruf with the place. Correct. In other words, it seems to be like this. That Rashi seems to be learning that you have to demonstrate each person individually. Demonstrates that he's involved in an achilas keva. Okay? And then by each one doing that, then they're all mitzarif in the same activity. You know what I'm saying? Each one on his own has to do a maisa that shows that he is koveya himself in this place for the activity of achila. And then when you have many people doing that, they're all going to be mitzarif to each other. In other words, hold on. You could put it this way. According to Rashi, each one is mitzarif himself. Each one is koveya himself to a specific place for achila. And then, if everybody does that, that's the tziruf. Now, as it goes via the makom to the group, if everybody is koveya themselves here individually, okay, it's a personal kvias. I would say the difference between Rashi and Rav Haigon is Rashi holds each person has to personally be koveya himself, right, into the spot. But since everybody is koveya themselves the same way in the same place for the same activity, then the mela, that makes them all together. Whereas Rav Haigon says you could jump ahead. You can just have a direct relationship between the people. You don't have to have each person. You can have a group tziruf. You can have like a group maisa of tziruf. Rashi holds, it's many individual activities that are the same. And that will produce a group. Whereas Rav Haigon says, well, we can dispense with that, because in the end all you want is that the group be related to each other. So why do they have to go, why do they have to have this method of each going to the same place for the same activity and then resulting in them all being tied to the same thing? Just have a maisa where everyone sits down and... In other words, Rashi's maisa, like someone was saying before, Rav Haigon's maisa is incapable of being performed by an individual. Right? There's no way, right? That's what Gabi was saying. You can't sit around, an individual can't sit around a table. That maisa, by definition, is a group maisa. Whereas Rashi's maisa is an individual maisa. You understand what I'm saying? Josh.
According to Rashi, does das matter at all? You're just, you're the food court. People are being sitting
Yeah, well, I would say it has to be the same makom. The same makom.
But they don't have to have das to be misarif to each other. It could just come about, like...
I mean, do they have to have das? No, I don't think it's possible to not have das. That's what it means. If I see you sitting there, if we're all sitting around doing the same exact activity to the same exact place... That's a kvius. You mean, is it possible to...
You're saying like a cafeteria type.
Well, that's not sitting down. I mean, Mesev, you really did this, if you really were Mesev, if you really were Yoshev on the Mitos. That's the point. I mean, the whole point is, this type of activity is only done in a real kavua way. And you don't have, it's the antithesis of haphazard. Yeah.
I don't understand. It seems like what you're saying is that the fact that the reason they're mitzarev is because they're all doing the same activity.
Right.
So, I mean, so then why is it limited to this activity? Like, why can't it all be like they're all eating an apple in this place?
Well, they're eating from the same level. So.
But if they were all eating it, you're talking about Rashi. Because they're all eating an apple in the same place, there'd be no seva between them and the makom. The whole thing is Rashi.
That's correct.
So by a seva, you're being starved yourself to do.
Well, why isn't there a makom?
That's arai. I mean, that's arai. That you're just standing in a place, then you're not really setting yourself in this place. You just happen to be in this place. You have to actually be kovei yourself. There is a mice of being kovei yourself in a place. I mean, that's the thing that they were showing him say, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do Haseva. So for us, knows they did Haseva. So they had a Maisa, it existed in their repertoire, a way of demonstrating absolute kvius. When they sat down on that bench, they were not getting up for a long time. Right? You sat down on a chair because you want to get up. Why do you sit on a chair as opposed to reclining on the mitos? Because you're not ready, because you're not really ready to stay here too long. You have to understand in there, you have to understand that a lot of it goes by what's available and what each thing indicates. If you have a derech that when you're really ready to eat, you recline on your couch, right? Then to not do that itself means that you're not really set over here. That's why I say Bizman Hazeh, there is no Haseva. So just sitting around the table is the highest level we have. So that's it. There's nothing more that shows it. But that seems to be the question of Haigon and Rashi. Is it really an individual activity? It's a phenomenon of the group. That's where it's an interesting question. Because being mitzaref is a phenomenon of the group. But is it a maisa of the group? That's the question. Or is it an individual maisa that creates a group? You understand? It's a group in the end. The end result is a group. But does it have to be done by each person individually? Or can you have the group act? It's an interesting question. The grouping act is that we sit across from each other. Because that's only an activity the group can do. Only a group can do that activity.
But there is no group. So they do this. Conceptually, there is no group. You're saying there is no group.
No, when the second guy sits down, then the first guy is like he is being maskim to be across from him. He's not getting up. He's not leaving. He's not stopping him. That's the group. In other words, you need another person to have two people around the table. Now, maybe it's true that maybe only one person is doing the sitting at the second time, but that creating that activity of the but it takes both of them to be there to create that phenomenon of around the table. But neither one's maisa is definitively kavua in this spot. According to Rashi, I think Ben is right. According to Rashi, the ikar is that you're all kovei yourself in this makom for the same thing. That's what does it. According to Rav Haigon, it's just that you're all koveya for the same activity. It doesn't have to be specifically through a tzirf in the makom. But we'll see. Makom is an important idea because that's like. Did you see the other side of you? Yeah. So that's what he holds. Like this is Rabbeinu Yitzchak, right? He says that if you're all riding on horses, you cannot have this phenomenon. Let's say you're all riding on horses, right? Yeah. No. If you're riding, right? He says you don't have to use that. You don't have to make up ahead of time that we're going to all meet back at the ranch and eat lunch. You could all get off your horses and say, okay, now let's eat, right? So they don't have to dismount even, but they have to stop riding. Why? Because then they're at least in one makom. It's an interesting thing. So you see, it's not possible. It's not possible to have this phenomenon of one group if there's no makom. It's an interesting thing. That's Rashi. That's really Rashi's. That's why Rashi insists on this haseva, because you can't just have a group You can't just say we're a group because we're doing the same thing. There has to be a tzirf in the makom. There has to be one makom that we're all kavua in. Can't say, well, I'm riding on my horse and eating, you're riding on your horse and eating. But where's the makom of the meal? A set activity has to have a place. And there's no makom at all. So if you're riding, it would seem in a car, though, is one makom. But you're each riding on many horses, even though you say, let's all eat right now, while we're galloping. It's not capable of forming the Suda. The entity of Suda has to be in a place. The entity of Suda must be in a place. It's an interesting thing.
Wasn't it enough to be mitzarf through Kikar Echad? Like, just eating, you know, like if they're sharing the same actual food, why would to make recourse to something like Bako? Yeah, they're engaged in the same activity from the same, you know, with the same entity. They're going on the same pass.
Let's see. We'll see when we get to the Gemara, because the Gemara brings it up, right? The Kikar Echad. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, right. Did you do the rest of the next? I take a look at the next one. Go ahead. This is somewhat what like the rush had. Yeah. On the mission, right?
Right. So talking about both of them. Maybe Ryan meet Amrinan Bagamara. I'm a Rav. Lo shanu ela pas de bay haseba. Well, Yain de lo bay haseba lo.
So that's the next sugya that we have to get to. That's a question of yayin versus pas. Is this only din by pas, or is it din by yayin as well? And then, of course, the question is, what about other things? That's the Rishonim going to that question. The Gemara doesn't really talk about it. The Gemara makes it sound like it's just Yayin and Pas, but we'll see. That's the whole, that's what the Rambam, the Tshuva of the Rambam on that Gemara. How do you learn that Gemara? It's interesting.
But it's
yeah.
Only Pas that's
Not so simple. Okay. Not so simple. I mean, you're right, but that's the machlokas over there. What you need. Go ahead. But anyway, but his point is that since they're arguing about Yayin, what does that prove? Yeah, so that's an interesting question. So why should that be? Why is that? He's saying that's a davar pashut. That for a bracha achron on peros, there definitely is no zimun. There's no idea like that of one person making the bracha achrona for everyone else. It's only shayach by bracha rishona. Let's see. Go ahead.
Right. Rabbi Yochanan Gamkein lo haya omer shebehaseba zamin alav.
Right. He's not saying that. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about bracha of yayin. He's talking about that you make a zimun on yayin.
Alavadai bebracha shalafanav ayru.
Right, so they must be talking about bracha rishona. Right, so just like pas, since yayin must be talking about the bracha rishona.
Right, so then when they talk about pas in the same sentence, it's also talking
about bracha rishona. Right.
Bod maybe Ryan the misnisen bebirchas amazon nami ari right the mitamino begemara ki nach nashe the rav havu hadri rabanan al gosrei.
All right, that's good. So that's proves that. So in other words, interesting. So they want to prove that the Mishnah is talking about both bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Bracha achrona I can understand, right? Because you have to have a zimun, you really have to have a tziruf. But they seem to have to prove that it's talking about bracha rishona too. But it mentions an interesting point that bracha rishona is different than bracha achrona, right? That by bracha achrona, everybody agrees there's no. You never have a thing where one person is going to say the al michi for everybody else. You don't have that. I noticed the Mishnah later with Rabbi Gamliel and Rikiva is mashmah that they did, but. They take that up. But, so what's the difference? Why do we say for bracha rishona haseva works, and for bracha achrona it doesn't work? Right? Mm-hmm. Except for birkas hamazon. So why is that so? Why is that so? So I mean, you could try to guess. You could try to guess.
One thing, I don't know how birkas hamazon works, but, I mean, there's no activity anymore. I mean... So there's nothing, you know.
Right. Okay, good. That's one answer. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush, see, it comes up again, in Shlosha Sha'achlu. It's a difficult sugi, because we gotta go, you know. Yeah. I didn't want to just tell you to go looking around all these little places here. But it's interesting Gemara, in Shlosha Sha'achlu. So the Gemara says like this, one second. Let's take it one second. Let me see where the Rush is. Hold on. The Rush is in Shlosha Sha'achlu. That's the seventh parak. Where is it? On Vav. See, it's on Daf Lamed in the Rush. Os Vav. So it says Omar Abaye Naktinan Shnayim Shachlu Mitzvah Lechalik. So we hold like this: that if two people eat bread. So there's no zimun. So the preferable, so they're supposed to split up. They're not supposed to make one bracha. They're not supposed to make one birkas hamazon. Each one should make his own birkas hamazon. So he says, Pirush Rashi, bein birkas hamazon, bein birkas hamotzi. It's interesting Rashi. Rashi holds, even for the hamotzi, if there's only two people eating together, it's against the Rashi said before. Right, you should split up. Va'olam lo nogu kein. Nobody holds like this Rashi. V'gam Rashi atzmo lo shomanu shoyinu kein. V'birkos amotzi. Funny. Even Rashi himself, nobody ever heard he did something like this. V'chein uvdu debar kapar, v'talmidav de'le'el. We'll get back to that. That comes up a lot. She'nosan rishus lecha me'am levarich, lehotzi eskulon. Right? Remember that case? So that's the case they were eating vegetables. They were eating vegetables, and then he gave them rishus to eat. So you see, there's no zimun by vegetables. So you see that in those cases, you can always have one bracha for everybody. Umashi yesh chilek being bracha rishona lachrona. So notice, so now he's making a chilek. That for the bracha rishona, if you have two people eating hamotzi, you only need one bracha for both. So why does it say for the bracha achrona they should split up? Why is it that if there's no zimun for the bracha achrona they should split up, but for bracha rishona there's no problem? And that's the same thing that happens with all the regular alamichis and alageffens that there's no zimun for. This is the same idea. So
is also funny just in terms of the Rosh Hashanah that Shmei Kohen won't work. When it says mitzvah l'chalek, seems to, like you're saying, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not just a mitzvah l'chalek. It's just, that's the only...
Well, I think that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it means if one guy is not Maritz, then, right? Then the other one could be Motziyim through Shmei Kohen. But yeah, so he says, so here he asks the question, Uma sheyesh chilek bein bracha rishona lachrona, hayinu mishum debetchilas ha-seuda, kishein mesubin v'kavu en yachad, daitam litzdarif. So when they sit down to eat, there's an idea of being mitzdarif. Right? Daitam litzdarif. Hilkach kol echad yotzei bebirkas chavero, ovo besof ha-seuda botol ha-keva. It's an interesting thing. So he's saying at the beginning of the Suda, there's an idea that they're going to be mitzdarif together. There's an idea of kvius. They're about to engage in an activity. There's an activity that they're going to engage in. So that's a tziruf. But once the meal is over, there's no activity left to be mitzdarif and for the bracha achrona. And you can't say just the bracha itself is the activity. Right? So that's the difference. That's why bracha achrona, except for Zimun, that's part of the shiur over here. His shiur, yeah. Except for Birkas HaMozes, that's the only time you have bracha achas l'kulam by bracha achrona. But bracha rishona, but a regular alamichya, you never have any tziruf, because saying there's no more tziruf. There's no more activity that they're engaged in. Yeah. No, you chayiv in the bracha achrona when you decide you're done eating. When you decide you're done eating, you chayiv in the bracha achrona.
So by definition,
you're done eating. What?
Bracha achrona, you haven't started eating either.
That's true, but there's the activity, the thing that you are going to make, the thing that you make, the thing that's mechayiv you are making the bracha, you're mitzdarif in. Now, there's a tziruf in the suda, right?
So the thing that's mechayiv you.
No, I mean, but that's in the past. That you mean in the past?
Yeah, meaning you're mitzaref to this, just like you're mitzaref to this future activity. You're mitzaref this
past. It's not just a future activity. That activity exists.
No, it's not true. It's not true. The bracha achrona is on the svia. That's an individual thing. Now the bracha rishona is on being a nene from the food, from the meal. So that meal is one meal. Right? That's on a maisa of being a nene from this meal. So as long as there's one entity and one activity of being nene, then you can be mitzdarif. But the bracha achrona, that's just on my personal sphere.
That answer, I agree with. Isn't that different than his answer? Is that saying the activity is gone? Like, I mean, I understand the big difference between brachas. One's a personal bracha.
Alright, let's see. So what does he say? Let's listen to him again. He says that what? Mishum de betchilas asuda k'shem mesubin v'kavu en yachad daitam l'hitztarif. Right? Hilkach kol echad yotze birkas chavero. So what's he saying? He's saying they form an entity. That's what he's saying, really. He's saying they form a unit. Since they're going to engage in this activity of suda, they form a unit. Now he's saying for that unit, you can have one bracha. Now, that's the way he seems to be learning. Like I mentioned before, some Rishonim say, the Suda, once you're mitzdarif together, it's like one gavra. right? But he's saying, but after that, it splits up. Right, you mean he's saying different than I'm saying, than I was just saying. Right, he seems to be saying that there's a question of how many, it's like how many gavras are there here. So at the beginning of the meal, I can say we're all going to be koveya for one activity. That's a tziruf. There's a tziruf between us. And we can be viewed as one entity. So since we're one entity, one bracha will suffice. But when the meal is over, that's it. We don't have any tziruf anymore. So now we're individuals. Individuals, you have to make your own bracha. Two chiyuvim again. You don't have the group. Right? You don't have the group. Only Birkas HaMazon has that phenomenon. That if there's three, it'll be Koveya. It'll be Koveya Chiv on the group. But that's not our area. But that's what he's saying. That's the difference between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Bracha Rishona, the fact that you're going to engage in it is a mitzvah of you together. But Bracha Achrona, it's over. Now there's automatically a split. There's no more Kvius. There's no more Keva. It's an interesting thing. See, that's the Rosh's answer. The Tosfos has a different answer, I think. Let me tell you. Tell me if you think it's different. In Chulin, because this really is a Gemara in Chulin, that there's no Zimun for the Bracha Achrona. Aim is Amnil Aperos. Why is it come over here? So Tosas asked the same question. He says, Vim Tomer Maishna Brocha de Besof to call Echad Vorach Latzmo, Mi Brocha de Betchila, to Echad Vorach Lakulon. So you see that one bracha suffices for the group by Peros. Right? And he has some more cases here. So he said, V'yesh lomer, d'shani bracha d'l'chatchila. She kol echad marviach ba'oso bracha. What does that mean? Everyone benefits from that bracha. Everyone gains from that bracha. Why? She ayidei kein mutorin lechol vilehanos. Lefikach mitstarfin. Mitstarfin law. Funny answer.
Sounds different.
Oval besof shekvar ochlu lo mitstarfin. So what does that mean? She kol echad marviach. Kol echad marviach be'oso bracha.
What does
he
say
for the end? Doesn't really say. He just says, lechol v'lehanos. So everybody wants to be a nana. Right? Everybody wants to be a nana. So when one person makes a bracha, they're all gonna gain from it. So that's what it means. Shkol echad marviach b'osu bracha. Shayidei kein mutaran lecho v'lehanos. Lefikach mitstarfin lo. That's why they're able to be mitstarf to the bracha. Because they all have a stake in it. They all have a gain coming out of it. One second. Oval besof shekvar ochlu lo mitstarfin. But in the end, again, you don't say being yotzi the bracha is considered a reason to be mitstarf. Right, and you don't say they're all marviach because now they don't have to make a bracha achrona. That's not considered marviach, right?
Yeah.
This tells a little funny, a little hard to understand exactly what he means. He's saying that what? Why? Because the bracha is a matir for hanah, Right? The bracha is a matir for hana'ah, and everybody wants to be a nana. Right? Everybody wants to be a nana. So this one bracha will be... So now they can all be mitzarif to this bracha. But bracha achrona, it's just a chi of bracha. It's just a chi of bracha. Yeah, you want to think about this? Let's think about that. It's a big, big tosfos on kuf vav and beis, but it's just one small part here. Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick look at the Talmid of Rav. Yeah. I mean, why does Rashi care about the Malkum, or how do I know that he's making a big deal of the Malkum? I mean, what? Well, I'm saying that according to Rashi, it was that each one was doing an individual Maisa. And through that is going to be the Tzirf. But what is the individual Maisa? That they're koveya themselves here to eat. The individual Maisa must be related to a Makom if there's going to be a Tzirf. If there's going to be a Tzirf through individual Maisas, then there has to be a point that they're intersecting. And that would seem to require a Makom. Just because I decide to eat and you decide to eat in different continents, there's not going to be any Tzirf. It has to be that we decide to eat not just at the same time, but in the same Makom.
No, right. I'm just saying it's a choice, like Rav as opposed to Rav Haigon. I mean, obviously.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Rav Haigon is not saying that each person has to be doing an individual Maisa that will result in the group. He's saying we can do a Maisa of the group. We could say, let's sit down across from each other in a way that demonstrates that we're a group. Meaning say he's sort of bypassing. Sort of bypassing the Maisa to the Makom.
You're doing a presupposes that you're sitting in the same place we saw.
That's right. It's through the way they're relating to each other that shows the Makom. And not the way they're relating to the Makom directly. Since they're all around one spot, that shows that through the action that they're doing together, it's demonstrating a place. But they're not doing individually a Maisa Mochiach that they're mitzurf to this particular spot. It's only because you look at the group. Now I can tell from the group.
Even by Rashi, it's only to show like that they have a tzirf between them. It's not like being koveh, this makom, this is like the makom.
That's correct. So no, well, that's well. Let's see. I think that's part of the question of Talmidim of Rav. I mean, the Talmidim of Rav were mesupik about the din of haseva, right? Right, they were masupik about the din of Haseva. Right, let's just start. Let's just read the account, and then we'll try to work on it for Monday. So what happened here? Go ahead.
Start from the Haseva in.
Yeah.
So Haseva in Lo Haseva Lo, which our Mishnah says Haseva, right? Which
right.
Implies Dafka Haseva.
Right.
They weren't. I think it's Hispa. Hispa is Haseva.
Yeah.
Hispa,
right.
Then not. Then you can't have Echol
Bakr. Right.
All right. Or Minhu. But there's a contradiction from this other Mishnah. Sar Shayu Holchim B'Derach. If 10 people were walking on the way, Afal Pi Shekulam Ochlim Mikikar Echad, Kol Echad Lechem Barach La'atmo. Even though they were all eating from the same loaf, then each one has to make his own bracha.
Right.
Yashvu Lechol, Afal Pi Shekul Echad Lechad Ochlim Mikikaro, Echad Lechad Lechulam. But if they sat down to eat, then even though they're all eating from different loaves, then you can, one could be Barach for everyone.
So you see, it's just Yashvu.
Right. Sani Yashvu, Afal Pi Shelo Hezebo.
Right.
Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kagon to Amri Nizel v'Nechol Lachma b'Duch Plan.
So it doesn't mean just stam, they sat down.
When they had Haz, what does Rashi say?
B'Duch Plan, B'Makom Plani.
Right. Kavu lahem mitchila makom b'Dibur v'Eitza v'Hazmana.
Yeah, v'Hazmana.
V'Hazmana. Havi Kvius.
That's a Kvius.
Right.
Well, I know, it's funny, right? Well, what does he mean v'Eitza?
Yeah.
You know, what does he mean v'Eitza?
That's a good idea.
Council. They have to vote on it, maybe. Maybe
if one
say
guy
that.
Is not like aware of it, then
it's
they just
among themselves.
Kvias, what do you say? It's
Bidibor.
Bidibor, meaning Bidibor. Well, I see the Beis Yosef talking. I think he wants to say that Bidibor means more. Doesn't mean it can't be. They just sat down. They have to actually say something. Not just if everyone stops and sits down. That's not considered hazmana. I mean, you don't say the Maisa shows that they're all agreeing. It's got to really be planned. It's got to be defined beforehand. That's Dibor. What's Eitzah and Hazmana? The Hazmana. What's Hazmana? I mean, how could you have Hazmana without... How could you have Hazmana without Dibor, right? Hand signals? I mean, that wouldn't be good, hand signals? Smoke signals? Anyway, seems repetitive. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's a kvius. Aval yashvu melehen b'makom echad yachad ein a kvius.
But if they just happen to sit down together, that's not called kvius. Right. So that's yashvu. Yashvu in our Mishnah means they just sat down. But it's not a contradiction to this Tosefta, because this Tosefta is talking about where they had a plan. When they had a plan. Go ahead. So when Rav died, they went to bury him.
Right. In the Irachiris, Rashi says.
Right.
Ki Hadri, when they came back, Amri Nizil B'nichlul Lachma Anahar Danak. They said, let's go eat bread by this river.
Right.
Basar Dekarchi, after they started eating, Yasvi, V'kami Bailahu. Hispu Davkat Ava Yashvu Lo. So Dil Makim to Amri Nizil B'nichlul Rifta B'duchta Planisa.
So that has to that the very same question. That's the very question.
Right.
Do you need to be dafka mesiv? You need dafka to be yoshiv on the mitos, or is he enough? The hazmana is the hazmana enough? Yeah, Josh. You mean why is it from the Lashon of Basar of Mazon? I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah.
But can you just say what Tosfos also said earlier, or with the Rosh that came in at different times?
Right.
And then the question that came up.
Right. This Tosfos over here.
Yeah. Okay. So Lo Havi Bidai, they didn't have the answer. Come Rav Adabar Ahava Ahadar Kare La Achore Vakara Kriya Achrina.
So Rav Adabar Ahava. Turn the kriya,
right.
Turn the first kriya around, and tore another kriya.
Yeah. Amar, and he said, "Nach nafshe derav u birkas mazona lo gam rinan."
So he says, "Rav died, and we don't know how to make a birkas mazon."
Right. Ad asa hahu saba, until a zaken came, ramalahu masnisin abraisa, and he showed them the contradiction between the mishnah and the braisa. Avshani lahu, and he taught them, "Kaven de amri nizal nechal lachma b'duch plan ki hisbudami."
And he showed them that's enough. But what's the question? I mean, they had a tremendous question over here.
Yeah.
Is it enough to say, let's sit here and eat? Or do you dafka need haseva? Right?
Yeah.
Right, let's see if we can work on that a little. And then we'll go on to the ayin. The next case, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah.